You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the 2011 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. And we love coming here every year. We always learn something new, and we love bringing it back to you because, after all, it's the only way you're going to get a sneak peek at this industry-only event.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? This is a really great time of year to get your do-it-yourself projects going, and we can help with ideas, solutions, tools, and, of course, products this hour that can make your project go really well.
That's right. Lots to see, lots to do here. We are definitely wearing out the shoe leather, and it's all having to do with your money pit. You know, for nearly 70 years, industry insiders have been coming to this show to check out the new and the unique products for your home.
Mm-hmm. And you know, one thing that we're learning this year is that it's all about money-wise improvements that make dollars and cents. And you know, new surveys are showing that homeowners are investing in their money pits, but not necessarily by adding that maybe tricked-out man cave or that top-of-the-line luxury bath. But you can go ahead and do a modest home theater or even just upgrade your bathroom or your kitchen, and you're going to do just as well. And maybe it's going to even be a better investment, especially in this economy.
Absolutely. Now, another concept coming to the forefront is the idea of community helping others out, whether it's rebuilding storm-ravaged areas or assisting service members returning from duty, or even just helping those who help others.
That's right. Our next guest knows all about the idea of community and helping out. He sees communities come together on every episode of Extreme Home Makeover. And Ty Pennington is joining us now, and he's also a spokesperson for Sears, and they're kicking off the Sears Blue Tool Crew's Do It Together program. Hey, Ty, long time no see.
Yeah, how are you guys?
We are super, man, and we're missing you over here. You would be like a little kid in a candy factory skipping down these aisles.
I know, I can't wait. I'm going to check it out for sure. Of course, you know, if it has anything to do with building or homes, like, I'm all about it. I want to see the new tools, the new trends, the new ideas that are out there, because clearly that's where I'm at home. But yeah, today I'm actually teamed up with Sears, and we're doing kicking off the Do It Together program, which is really fantastic. It really is about people sort of pitching in and, you know, giving these guys these traveling toolboxes that allow them to go in and really sort of help out a community. And so it is. It's looking for those stories that, you know, communities need to rebuild, to whether it's a playground for the kids, whether it's helping out a family that really needs it. It could be so many different things. And today we're actually here helping out a family. You've got a member that's got some disabilities, and so we've got some team of volunteers here, and we're sort of doing something that is very familiar to what I do on the show, and we're, you know, trying to level the playing field, get some access so that they can the room can actually go from the outside in without having to go up any stairs or a ramp. So we've got to cut some holes in walls, try and make the bathroom even bigger with a roll-in ability so that there really is some mobility and access that they just haven't had yet. But, you know, being involved with Sears on this program is just so neat, because there's so many people out there that don't, that there's sort of the unsung hero that, you right. know, really make huge changes in the community, but sometimes they just need the tools. And so this whole campaign is about getting the tools in the right hand. And so it's just awesome to be part of. And of course, there's another program we're doing about sort of that unsung dad, that guy that has the tools, that does incredible things, and you know, who really is the one that's sort of helping out in the community. So with Father's Day coming up, that's the other little contest that you can go to and sort of sign up. If you guys know a dad in your community that can really use, you know, the tools for $30,000 to help toward a community project.
Oh, wow.
Sears is all about making sure that happens. So I think if you just go to, if you tweet, I'm sure you guys have the information, but if you tweet Blue Tool Crew, or if you go to Facebook.com/Sears Blue Tool Crew, you'll see all the information there to sign up. And if you guys have anybody you want to nominate, that would be a place to go. So it's a cool project. It really is. And change is going to happen because of it.
We're talking to Ty Pennington. He is on the road with the Sears Blue Tool Do It Together crew, taking care of creating positive change in our country and in our neighborhood, and in this case, in Las Vegas itself.
You know, Ty, are you finding that, I mean, you're really reaching out to recognize guys that are doing this out of the goodness of their own hearts. Is there any resistance to being recognized for these accomplishments, or are they just so happy to have the tools and the ability to do more that they're willing to jump on board?
You know, I think, you know, it's funny. I've really seen it in neighborhoods and communities all through the U.S. is that people really do want to get involved. I, what's really interesting, too, is that even after we built a house in the community, you know, you find out later that the project itself actually brought people together. They got out of their homes, they rolled their sleeves up, and they participated in something that was positive, and it brought them together closer as friends, and also sort of opened up a whole network of, like, if you needed this done, if you needed that done. And so, you know, it's sort of like helping that neighbor, and then I think it gives people hope that when they need help, that there's a community there for them. So what I've seen has been really, really positive, and even after we leave, it's like a positive connection that continues to go on even after we're gone. So and I think because of the show, in many ways that's sort of spreading around, and a lot of times you don't see it on a camera or TV. There's just people wanting to do positive things, and I think it's just a great thing. If we could just spark that idea, spark that want to actually make a difference, then I think, you know, wow, that's something we can all be proud of.
Well, absolutely, and you light the spark, man, and it just goes up from there. Ty Pennington, host of Extreme Home Makeover and Sears spokesman. And if you want to check out the projects that Ty and the Sears team are doing, go to Facebook.com/Sears Blue Tool Crew or on Twitter, Twitter.com/Blue Tool Crew. Ty, we'll let you get back to work, but thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thanks, Ty.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, you're listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com, coming to you from the 2011 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas.
Saving money and going green are two of the trends we're seeing here. Up next, we're going to learn about a light bulb that does both.
On the Money Pit Radio Show.
The Money Pit is brought to you by ODL's add-on blinds. Enclosed behind tempered glass, they eliminate the need for dusting and exposed cords, both problems with traditional blinds. Plus, they easily install over your existing entry glass. Visit www.odl.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
A very special Money Pit broadcast coming from the 2011 National Hardware Show at the Las Vegas Convention Center. We've been walking the miles of floor space here to find some new and really interesting ideas and products for your home.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the emphasis really is on green these days. And right now we want to tell you about a company that's on the cutting edge of new lighting that's really going to help you save energy and money. So joining us is Jarl Johansson, and he's the electronic research and testing specialist for Sea Crane. Welcome, Jarl. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well.
So tell us, you have a pretty amazing light bulb here that when I'm looking at it, I understand that it's an LED component on the inside, but it looks like an incandescent bulb, and it seems to give off light that's a little bit more comfortable than a traditional CFL, which, to be honest, I know that's the direction where everybody's going in, and I don't really like them. I'm saying it.
Yeah.
I don't like the light.
Yeah, I don't either.
Tell us about your Geo bulb, which is an LED light bulb that truly gives off a soft, warm glow that makes you feel really happy to make this energy efficient leap forward to a better lighting product.
Well, the Geo bulb is a very energy efficient bulb, and it also has a very, very long life. The power that it consumes is about 7 watts, which is much less.
Seriously?
That's a lot less than the average CFL, isn't it?
That's about half the standard equivalent CFL.
Yeah.
And when you're saying a long life, are you talking about like 30,000 hours? How many years?
We're going for 50,000 hours life expectancy.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And as far as years, it depends on your use. But 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you're probably looking at close to 7 years.
Now, wow. I think one of the reasons that so many folks have hesitated just converting everything to CFL is also the fact that they're not dimmable. Have you guys addressed that?
We will be in the next version.
Okay.
The current ones are not dimmable, but that will be coming out.
I feel a little bit like where we are with CFL development right now is kind of like where we were when low-flow toilets came out.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea, pushed the technology, but they didn't work as well as they really needed to when they first came out. But I think if we can get the LEDs and also the CFLs to be absolutely completely interchangeable with every light fixture that's out there without having to look up, you know, serial numbers and model numbers and matching things up and doing any of that kind of research, then you're going to see that's where we'll turn the corner and we'll have crested the hill and you'll see widespread acceptance of the technology.
I agree.
And the Geo bulb actually does fit all sockets, correct?
It does.
It really takes the guesswork out of it.
That it does.
Now, the other thing that I thought was interesting in looking at the packaging is that it's lead and mercury free, which I know as a mom of a young child, you know, picking up a compact fluoro, there's a good chance it might get broken in my house. And, you know, I'm always nervous about the mercury content and cleaning it up and how do I dispose of it. But that's gone with the Geo bulb. So how do you dispose of it and eventually, you know, 7 years down the line?
Yes, a Geo bulb is an electronic device, so it would be considered e-waste.
Mm-hmm.
So it still has that issue that it would need to be wasted as e-waste. It wouldn't be something you could just throw into your trash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Terrific. Jarle Johansson, electronic research and testing specialist for C. Crane. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit here, obviously at the National Hardware Show.
Yeah, tools
banging
it's so noisy.
In the background. Where can we go for more information?
Ccrane.com.
All right, terrific. Thanks,
it's
Jarle.
It's a great bulb, and I'm definitely going to jump on being eco-friendly with my light bulbs if I can get a good quality lighting from an LED. Go Geo bulb. All right, well, hurricane season is just a couple of weeks away, and that means that getting your home ready for severe weather is really important and should be on the forefront of your mind. So impact-resistant windows are a great value for homeowners inland and in coastal areas. You know, impact-resistant glass can help protect your home from storm damage, but it can also keep you safe from burglary attempts, and Simonson Stormbreaker Plus windows with KeepSafe Maximum Glass is actually going to help keep you safe indoors, but it actually keeps those noises outside so that your home is safe and quiet.
That's right. Impact-resistant glass packages also help get you a break on homeowners insurance and energy bills. To find out more, visit Simonton.com. And to learn more about replacing the windows in your home, download our free window replacement guide at MoneyPit.com. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, coming to you from the Las Vegas Convention Center, site of the 2011 National Hardware Show.
That's right. It's an insider-only event, and there are products and companies from all over the world exhibiting here. And it's no coincidence that the show happens right around this time every year when we're about to get our spring and summer to-do list ready.
That's right.
And, you know, one project that I always take on is cleaning the outside of my house. And after this horrible winter that we've had in the Northeast, it really needs it. So I'm always so happy to break out my pressure washer. And this is a tool that's a fantastic investment, but you have to know which type you need and how much pressure is right for what you're doing. So the folks at Generac have addressed this, and it's a frequently addressed question.
Well, that's right. The experts there say that the first question you should ask yourself is, where do you intend to use the pressure washer, at home or at work? A pressure washer used primarily at home doesn't probably need to be as powerful as one that you use on the job site. Around the house, for example, you shouldn't need more than 3,000 PSI. Next, you want to ask yourself, what do you want to clean? If you're looking to simply take the dirt off and grime off the driveway or the patio furniture, you can use a unit with a relatively low pressure. But if you plan on scrubbing mold and mildew off concrete or prepping a house for painting, you should consider a unit with a higher pressure.
Mm-hmm. You know, when they're making their pressure washers, Generac has specifically addressed what consumers say they want. You know, most in a pressure washer, including the cleaning power, the reliability, and the ease of use, plus the horizontal shaft engines really feature a low oil shutdown that's going to protect the engine. And the Generac spray guns have an ergonomic design and an easy to pull trigger, which is going to cut down on the fatigue as you're using it. You know, when you head over to their website at Generac.com, you're able to see what these pressure washers look like. And here at National Hardware Show, you know, when you pick up up the gun, if you will, right, on the pressure washer. Generally, the component that mounts the hose is sort of in the front and gets in the way, but right, they've put theirs in the back,
right,
which is really a testament to what they do because it's more plumbing, it's more copper tubing, which is more expensive to manufacture. But once you pick it up, it really feels different, and it makes it so much more user-friendly.
And let's face it, using a pressure washer is one of those really fun tools to use because you don't know that you need it, but when you start working on your sidewalk, for example, and it's gray and disgusting looking, and you start getting back that fresh, clean, brand new
concrete. You cannot believe how dirty it was.
And you just want to keep going. And before you know, you've worked your way around the whole house.
We had a garbage man in our neighborhood spilled a can of pink paint on our driveway. And we have like the dinkiest little pressure washer at our house, and it didn't even touch it. And our neighbor has a Generac, and I was like, can I borrow it? And so I picked it up, and literally I did my driveway, right, my sidewalk, and walked up the entire block because I was having such a good time with it. It's one of those like addictive home improvements that you're like, oh, I snowplowed the block. Oh, I pressure washed your house, my house, and everybody else's.
But of course, the key is to choose the right nozzle. And they do have lots of nozzles. So they have nozzles that are great for washing your car, nozzles that are great for really severe cleaning. And, you know, I've even stripped paint off an old radiator. We took it outside with a nozzle made just for that. Hey, if you want more information on Generac and their new line of pressure washers, you should visit Generac.com to learn more. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show as we broadcast from the Las Vegas site of the 2011 National Hardware Show. It is a huge event here, drawing 2,300 companies featuring over 100,000 new products from all over the world.
And you know, many of those products are aimed at improving the space that you've already got. And more Americans than ever are staying put. They're staying right where they are, really making the best of what they have. And that includes using every single inch of your space very wisely.
And the garage is often the last frontier when it comes to organization, but there are great products out there to make garage organization easy. Rich Moore is here. He's the sales manager with Gladiator Garage Works and has a preview of a brand new, just unveiled storage system. Welcome, Rich.
How are you today?
We are well. It's good to talk to you. So talk to us about the new system that Gladiator's rolling out.
Well, Gladiator is a division of the Whirlpool Corporation.
Okay.
And how this all started was they developed an appliance for the garage. And when they were test marketing this appliance, they found that the common denominator was that most garages were a mess, that people wanted to do something different.
They had to make room for the appliance.
Exactly. So it developed kind of over time. A couple of engineers kind of got the idea.
Right.
And here we are today with a full product line. So what we've developed is a system to help you organize the garage. It goes anything from extruded track wall to accessories to standalone storage cabinets to, of course, appliances.
So what I like most about the Gladiator Garage Works line is that it's sort of a component that attaches to your wall, and then you can add to it to what best works for your needs, correct?
That is correct. You can start with one small piece of track wall and then add to it from there. So your budgets are really kind of thrown out the window. You can start as little as $10 and build from there. You can take the system and zone it. So you can have one for sporting goods. You can have one for gardening. You could have one for tools. You could do pretty much anything that you need to do. Really, the only thing you're limited by is your own imagination.
And let's talk about that original appliance, because many of us grew up with refrigerators in our garages and don't realize that your normal refrigeration system is not really designed to work in the extreme temperature swings of a garage.
That is correct. So what Whirlpool came out and did was, you know, develop this appliance that you pick up the extreme temperatures of heat, of cold. You're going to eliminate a lot of those things, still pick up your energy ratings,
right,
and have an appliance that's going to last the lifespan that you expect it to last.
And you've got some very creative appliances where you can actually switch between freezer and refrigerator.
You can. You've got one appliance that you can have a refrigerator on the bottom and freezer on top as you normally have, or let's reverse it. Let's go freezer on bottom. Let's go refrigerator on top.
Because sometimes you need that larger space for freezing, you know, especially if you've got a big family and you're buying frozen items or you're having an event.
You go to the warehouse club, you walk in the door, you load up the freezer.
It's very tempting in there.
Rich Moore, the sales manager for Gladiator Garage Works. Great information, and have a great show, and thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Great, and thank you.
Hey, some great ideas there for Father's Day, and now that we're on the subject of dear old dad, you want to visit moneypit.com for our Father's Day gift guide. It's a great resource for the dad in your life who might be challenged, a bit of challenge to shop for.
And you know, we've got a bunch of great I can't talk today. I'm so overwhelmed and excited by the National Hardware Show that it's just the best place to be. Seriously, on the website, moneypit.com, we've got a ton of great gift ideas for Dad, and we know that they might enjoy a new tie, but maybe they'd really like a fantastic new tool. And on the site, we're featuring Stanley's 3-in-1 flashlight, which is three flashlights that you can actually use together, or you can take them apart and use them individually. The heads are going to pivot, and they're basically indestructible.
Up next, allergy sufferers, you don't have to suffer so much anymore. Coming up, we've got info on a filter that will help clear pollen, pet dander, mold spores from all of the air in your home.
And later, it's the cheapest way to make the biggest change in your Money Pit: paint. We're going to tell you about the right tools that will help you get the job done. Still ahead when we continue the Money Pit broadcast from the 2011 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is brought to you by Behr Premium Exterior Weatherproofing Wood Stains and Finishes. With an advanced 100% acrylic resin that seals in the beauty and seals out the weather, Behr helps you restore and protect decks, fences, and siding for the summer and beyond. Don't just waterproof, weatherproof. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. For more information, visit BEHR.com.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You are listening to the Money Pit on air and online at MoneyPit.com. We are at the 2011 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's right. If you can believe it, there's actually 100,000 new products being showcased here.
And 1,000 of them are impact wrenches parked behind
behind
the broadcast table.
And we're so lucky because when we're here, we get to see some really cool products that are brand new. They're not in stores yet, but they're on their way to being in those stores.
Right.
So it's like we're getting a sneak peek. And, you know, we're always looking for new products that are going to help make your home healthy. And we've actually found one in the Filtreat Elite Allergen Reduction Filter from our friends at 3M.
And here to tell us all about that is Larry Cavalier from 3M. Welcome, Larry.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being here.
And it happens to be National Asthma and Allergy Awareness Month with
exactly
40 million Americans.
Yeah, I'm one of them suffering from allergies.
Yeah. So I think it's really important that we talk about ways to reduce those contaminants inside your house. So tell me about filtration as a topic. Now, I think that most folks, when they get their heating system installed, they get sort of those cheap fiberglass filters that are about a buck a piece.
Yeah, they're good for catching rocks, sticks
right,
and birds.
Yeah, pebble stoppers, yeah. And, you know, we notice that everything goes through them, goes around them, they don't fit well.
Definitely.
And it gets into everything. So there's clearly a need for high performance filters, and that's kind of where you guys fit in.
Well, since the 70s, I don't know if you've been around, but they've tightened up the homes.
Oh, Tom's been around from the 70s.
Well, when they did that, that increased the indoor air pollution in your home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Actually, it's 2 to 5 times greater than the outside air typically. So.
Right.
Well, I also think the popularity of forced air systems for heating and then, of course, cooling.
Right.
You know, so you're keeping your windows closed pretty much 365 days a
year.
Yes,
definitely. And actually, when you look at indoor air, you know, the EPA has identified it as one of the top main issues to improve.
Right.
Also, changing your filter every 3 months is very, very critical to having good operation of your furnace and cleaning.
Well, that's
your
right,
air
because
too.
you have the condensing coil
right
that's mounted right above the furnace. And
right.
Of course, even though we're not using the air conditioner, that coil is still having air with all its contaminants passing through it 24/7, 365. Mm-hmm. So if you allow it to get clogged,
right,
that's going to make your air conditioning system work harder, and it could actually cause premature failure of the air conditioning system.
Actually, use more energy as well, too.
Right.
So
sure.
the whole premise behind filtration, besides cleaning the air, you have to also to allow for good air filtration, too.
Right. So it's a trick. It can't be so dense that you can't get air through it.
Exactly right.
Now, you guys have figured out a way to take out 94% of the large airborne particles, so that would be like dust mites, pollen, pet dander,
those big things, yes. The things that cause asthma are allergies, typically. The small particles are the ones that create asthma problems for people who have those issues, and we do a great job at taking out those small particles.
Yeah, about 40% more of those microbial
size. Right, right. The small particles typically are the ones that offer triggers for people who have real severe asthma problems.
Now, what's unique about your filter, if you take a look at it up close, now typically fiberglass filters look just like fiberglass, right? You can
right.
see sort of the material. You guys have a different design. It's sort of like a pleated filter, almost like an accordion shape. So I would imagine that gives you a lot more surface area, which can be more effective in terms of the filtration.
Right.
They also contain charged fibers.
Oh, so it really attracts all those particulates.
They have plus and minus charged fibers, which actually all the particles floating in the air are plus and minus charged. Opposite charges attract. So
right.
We use that mechanism to actually increase performance as well in our products.
It's almost magnetic, drawing those fibers in.
Yeah, north and south pole, opposite attract.
And so because the filter is so high performance, you don't need to change it every month. You can do it sort of seasonally?
Actually, the pleating allows for longer life because you have more surface area to collect dust and debris on. A flat panel, you don't have much surface area to collect. So
and it gets dirty fast.
That's what the pleating does. Yes, exactly.
And, you know, people always forget. So I bet a good idea is, you know, mark on your calendar that first day of the new season and then just remember that way. Change out your filter. Everything will do
much better. Actually, we have a reminder program on our internet system, too.
Right.
You just go to filtreat.com, click on reminder program, and we ask where you bought your filter, when you installed it, and then you do the work for you.
Great.
Fantastic. Yeah. Larry Cavalier from 3M, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. It's the Filtreat Elite Allergen Reduction Filter. For more information, go to filtreat.com. Up next, the cheapest and easiest way to completely change the look and feel of a room is, of course, paint. We'll be back with the products to help make that and any painting project a little easier after this.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Generac, makers of the number one selling Guardian Series home standby generators, now introducing a full line of consumer and professional power washers. Whether you need to power it, clean it, or protect it, Generac can help. Visit Generac.com to learn more.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You are listening to a very special edition of the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you live from the 2011 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are finding dozens of home solutions right here for you to improve your Money Pit. And one thing we're always looking for is products that can help make your DIY projects easier and less expensive. Did you know that you can easily run you about $4 or more a square foot to hire a professional painter to just paint a room, but you can do it yourself at a fraction of that cost.
Mm-hmm. Of course, with, you know, a variety of finished products.
And redos.
You know, but the thing is, you don't really want to get halfway through a project and realize, maybe I'm not doing the best job and I've got to call on a pro to sort of rescue the situation. But if you have the right supplies, you can really avoid a situation where you're turning to a pro. So we're joined now by Jeff Mommer of Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. And really, blue painter's tape, Jeff, is a staple in all of my painting projects. So how can you advance a product that's so fantastic to help me do a better job?
Exactly. What we've taken is we have our original Scotch Blue 2090 with the orange color. Everybody knows that tape. It's got 20 years in the field. We've added a paint, an edge lock paint line protector to that tape to help the homeowner and the contractor with the paint seepage problem that many of them have.
What a great idea. So if you're painting stripes or intersections between colors, sometimes when you paint, it sort of seeps underneath the edge. Now that edge is sort of locked in, so you get nice, crisp, clean line.
Exactly. A little extra insurance to get that professional look that the homeowner wants.
And, you know, Jeff, even when I use just my regular blue painter's tape, I would always, I'd do my base coat, then I'd tape out whatever my design, then I'd roll back over the tape with that first color so that it would sort of lock in that edge. And then once that dried, go in again, you know, with my new color.
Right.
And then I'd get those crisp lines. But having the edge lock technology is going to take away that whole step. I almost wonder if I'm still going to do it that way.
Absolutely. It's going to save you a lot of time and effort
and
in
paint.
Exactly. Yep. You can move on to some more fun things.
Now, Jeff, is it one tape that does everything, or is there a variety depending on the surface that you're working with?
There's actually a variety of tape. As I mentioned earlier, we have the original 2090. There's the 2093, which is for multi-surfaces.
Right.
You would use that on your baseboards and your moldings and things like that. But we also have the advanced delicate surface tape for really fresh paint when you're doing those decorative and striping type jobs that you can really use that.
Well, that makes sense because you're not going to have anything on that surface that's going to be like a dirt or anything like that that can affect adhesion. If it's fresh like that, you certainly don't want to pull it off. But maybe the paint hasn't had a real good chance to cure yet. You can keep moving the job along.
Right. You can do a weekend job and truly a weekend having to wait a couple of weeks to come back and apply tape to something. Yep.
Right.
Now, I understand that, and, you know, Tom and I in the business that we're in, people always have a ton of questions.
Yes.
And painting really is a great way to achieve a lot of transformation in your home at a very limited cost. But you guys are doing something really special. You're offering pro help to the average do-it-yourselfer if they have painting questions.
Exactly. The first weekend in June, we are offering this Pro Prep Patrol program where people can call in and actually get the advice from professional painters.
And I like also that there's a Skype component. So if I'm doing a terrible job painting, I can have it in the background and be like, help!
Absolutely. We're going to have them set up so they can be, if you have a question, they can go right to the wall and they can do the project and show you, hands-on how to do it.
And if you want to reach the Pro Prep Patrol, June 4th or 5th, you can call them at 855-HLP-PAINT, or you can Skype an appointment by emailing them at scotchbluePPP@gmail.com. Jeff Malmer of Scotch Blue Painters Tape, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
All right, well, while painting is certainly the cheapest and easiest way to change the look of any room in your home, some guys would argue that painting is kind of also the stinkiest project that you can tackle in a weekend.
And guys know stink, that's true.
And if a guy's saying it, you know it's bad. And that's where our next guest comes in. Joining us now is J.C. Berkland from Beaumont Products, and they're the makers of Citrus Magic 100% Natural Odor Eliminating Products, which you know Tom and I both love, and having kids and pets, we use them, J.C.
Yeah. Hi, J.C., welcome to the program.
Well, hi, Tom. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Leslie also.
Now you guys have really expanded and continued to put out products there that are really making homes across America smell a lot better. Talk to us just about the basics of the formulation, because I think a lot of folks don't really understand. There's a lot of people claiming the natural sort of banner, but you guys truly are natural.
That's correct, Tom. We're 100% pure and natural citrus air fresheners and odor eliminators. It's made from fresh citrus fruit and is nature's most effective odor eliminator. Citrus Magic dissolves the strongest odors and continues to eliminate odors for hours afterwards. It actually eliminates odors.
And it doesn't have sort of that perfumey smell either.
It doesn't cover it.
And the interesting thing about Citrus Magic is that when I spray it in one room of the house, it really does a nice job of really covering a very large area.
Mm-hmm. And I tend to be a generous user of my Citrus Magic spray.
Chasey
I tend
loves
to just
that.
Go crazy
yes,
for
I do.
It. That's why I buy it far more often. But JC, really, I mean, I cook a lot at home, and I cook, you know, especially in the winter months or the summer when you've got the air conditioning on and the windows are closed. It's like my kitchen tends to stink of all the food that I'm cooking. And with one quick spray of the Citrus Magic, that odor is gone. And then, of course, I get excited and spray in the living room and the dining room because I love it.
That's what makes Citrus Magic, you know, such a unique product. It does eliminate the odors with just a little bit of use. A can goes a long way. Ordinary air fresheners only cover up odors. They have a lot of water, gas, and some perfume, but they don't eliminate odors. And that's where we have a unique position in the market today, because we are 100% natural and we use citrus oil as a base for our air freshener and odor eliminators.
And you're also celebrating a very special anniversary, the 20th anniversary for Citrus Magic. Right?
Yes, this year, actually May 10th, or yesterday, was our 20th anniversary.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, before we let you go, you've also got a product called Tree Wax. We get a lot of flooring questions. Tree Wax is also a product that's been green since, was it the 1930s or 1940s?
Well, Tree Wax was founded in 1939.
Right.
So it has a long history of taking care of consumers and professional floors. We have all natural hardwood floor cleaner. It's a 100% natural. Mm-hmm. It's great for regular hardwood floors that are laminates, engineered flooring, cabinets, and woodwork as well. So it works well in the house. It's 100% natural. No VOCs, no toxins.
You think about your product line, you know, 20 years old for Citrus Magic since 1939 for Truex. You guys were green way before green was cool.
Seriously.
Well, we like to think that we started green. We were one of the front runners here with the Citrus Magic in terms of the green products and addressing the natural products needs.
Well, keep up the good work. These products are available at Ace, Do It Best, Sears Hardware, Orchard Hardware Supply, and True Value Hardware Stores. J.C. Berkland, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Still ahead from the 2011 Hardware Show, coming to you from Las Vegas Convention Center, we're going to talk to you about a push-powered lawnmower that's battery-operated, and it really goes.
All right. The Money Pit continues from the 2011 National Hardware Show after this. 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is brought to you by Stanley Tools, your trusted name in quality hand tools. To learn more about their complete line of quality tools and everything for your toolbox, visit stanleytools.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And the Money Pit is coming to you today from the floor of the 2011 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. And the mood is very optimistic here. Home improvement spending is up after a few dismal years when homeowners had to put their Money Pits on the back burner. But these days, homeowners are investing in products that really pay off or do double duty or both.
That's right. And, you know, we're always looking for new products. And here at the National Hardware Show, we actually found something from a company called ODL, which is an add-on blind that fits really into that double duty category because it helps to keep your door energy efficient, and they also help to cut down on dust. So if you're an allergy sufferer, that can really help. And here to tell us more about the add-on blind is Randy Brown, the product manager from ODL. Welcome, Randy.
Hey, Leslie. Hey, Tom. How are y'all?
We are terrific, and I tell you what, we've shown quite a few folks this product in the last 24 hours, and the response has been phenomenal. What an innovative solution. So many of us have half glass and full height glass doors, and the options for just putting a shade or a blind on there are so limited because of the fact that the door is opening and closing. You always get the banging. You guys have really figured out how to self-contain this in one unit hidden behind tempered glass. And it really does solve a true need. So congratulations on that.
Thanks. We're thrilled with the product. And as you say, consumers have just loved it. When they put it on their doors, I mean, they find out it's no ordinary blind. They get a lot of benefits, a lot of functionality from it.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's so interesting is that as an add-on product, you know, if you didn't make that decision initially when you bought that door or a window, say, you know, with that blind encased right between those two panes of glass, you were kind of stuck. You were like, oh, well, now I can't do anything. But the add-on blind gives you that option. And, you know, it's funny. It's like now you can really just wander around your house at night and not worry about privacy levels, because that was the toughest. And I know as a decorator, I see a glass door and, you know, you're like, okay, shears, or, you know, a gathered drape. And that's pretty much the only thing you've had, but the add-on blind gives you a lot of choices.
Well, there's also a whole science behind, you know, the amount of opacity of the glass as to how much you can see. So with a product like this, you really don't have to worry about it at all.
Yeah, you know, we give the consumer the control. They have the ability to control the amount of visual privacy they want, or if they want to look out the front door or the side door. And they also have the ability to control the amount of light flow that would come on, depending on if it's a warm, sunny day. In the winter, you might want to allow all that light, sunlight to flood in. In the summer, you might want to block that in order to help keep the house cooler. Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Randy, I have to say congratulations, because there's been so much news about, you know, corded window treatments if you've got kids in the house or even pets, because they tend to be a hazard. So you've made the operating mechanism just a sliding lever on the side, which really operates so quickly and efficiently. And then if you've got kids, you know, it's worry-free.
You know, Leslie, that's exactly right. By being enclosed behind the tempered safety glass, you have no exposed cords, which you spoke about. You don't have to worry about dusting or cleaning the blinds. And as you mentioned earlier, Tom, you don't get that swinging or banging that you get with traditional blinds or shades when you're opening and shutting the door.
Now, you can also paint or stain these frames as well, correct?
Exactly. Yeah,
and the heights and the widths that are available, are they fairly standard?
They're the most popular size by a large margin. Either half lights are 36 inches long, or a full light, which is 64 inches in height.
And you know what, Randy, your price point is fantastic. The half light at $79 and the full light around $117. So it's a really affordable do-it-yourself project.
Very affordable and very simple, very easy DIY install. It won't take long at all.
Randy Brown, product manager for ODL, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you want more information on where to find that product, head on over to ODL.com or call them at 866-ODL-4U. You've been listening to the Money Pit, coming to you from the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. If you've missed any part of today's program, simply download our podcast of this show or follow the conversation on Twitter or Facebook. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.